لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, first and foremost, I advise myself to practice the piety when I like to treat and deal with mu'minin, mu'minat. And I advise all of you that let us follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in practicing the piety when we establish our relations according to Iman and faith. There are various types of relations that people they make on their own. Sometimes there are relations of country, for example. Sometimes we make a relation based on our family, a blood relation. Another time we make relation, for example, true mates, somebody from our school, from our college, in the life of our study, we make a relation. Ethnicity itself is a type of relation. People, they are going to be alive with somebody who is with the same ethnicity. They try to be with groups of people. But Islam is a religion that wants to take us out from all types of the grouping. Islam does not want to be divided us in the countries, borders, ethnicities, colors, from all types of problems, but it wants to be united in this world with faith, under the flag of faith, under Tawheed, monotheism. Islam wants us that we establish a relation that is going to be an overwhelming relation, a universal relation, a relation that is based on faith. And that relation is best of relation. A relation that is not only for this world, but a relation that is going to be hereafter as well. A relation that is deeper than any other relation. All other relations are going to be cut off in this world. Only the relation that is going to remain, that is relation of Iman. Even one of the relations that Islam has asked to establish in this world, that is relation through marriage, for example. That is a contract, an agreement that we make in Islam, that is a relation that establishes within Islam before marriage or before the statement of nikah, both are brothers and sisters. They are mu'min brothers and sisters. But through marriage, then we get together, we become mahram. This relation is going to be broken with the death. Death is a cause that now they are not brothers and sisters. They are not going to be raised on the day of judgment as a wife and husband. They are going to be raised on unless somebody wants. They are na mahram after the death. So Islam has only one relation, that is relation of Iman. And that is what it is said in Surah Hujurat. And after the verse where it has been said, in ta'ifatani minal mu'mineen iqtatalu. So it's really interesting that just after speaking about little conflict, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bring them back to their origin, that you are not the people, those who keep fighting, but you have to think about your relation. How strong is your relation? That even if there is a little doubt of grouping, if there is a little doubt of fight and conflict, then it has to be erased immediately. After that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. That believers are but a single brothers and sisters. It's really interesting that when it is said innama is statement of hasr, that is inclusive in itself. That means they have no other relation other than being brothers and sisters. This is the only relation that they have. They don't have any other type of relations. Sometimes we divide us, this one is Hyderabadi, this one is Pakistani, Iranian, Afghani. These are not our relations. These type of the colors and ethnicity cannot divide us. We should go back to the origin of Quran, that we should look at somebody as mu'min with the identity of Iman. Let us start making an identity. Quran gives an ID. We write on our IDs, for example, it's written, Fulani is Pakistani, Fulani is that. No, if the ID that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not Pakistani ID. That is Imani ID. A ID of belief and faith. ID of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us start recognizing people if somebody is follower of Islam. And that must unite us. And we need to see the people through the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the eyes of Quran. Sometimes we have glasses, and when you have glasses at that time, you don't see things properly. But if we take out those glasses of our ethnicities, groupings, colors, me, I, come out of that, and then start thinking we as brothers and sisters, as mu'mineen, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. The relation between mu'mineen is not because of country, it's not because of city, that is because of Iman. When we look at the life of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in hadith, two brothers are being given example of two hands. You know, two hands. Two hands wash one another. You use one hand to wash other hand, and you use this hand to wash other hand. You never cut your hand with your hand. Hands cannot be used to cut one another. They never cut one another. They always protect one another. If somebody attacks on one hand, the other hand is going to be protecting. It's going to be defensive. It's not going to be with the enemies. It is going to be with his friend, that is his hand. Their pains are same. If one of the hands is going to have pain, other hand also it's going to feel. Whole body is going to feel. A message is going to be given to the mind. Let us be brothers that we wash one another. Wash errors of one another. Remove errors of one another. And this washing requires special types of the prescription. It's not by accusing. It's not possible by blaming. It is possible that if we come with the relation of faith, be humble, like brothers and sisters. As a brother advises somebody, establishing this relation, it requires humbleness. It requires love. Speaking out of love, not speaking with animosity. When we speak one another, communicate with one another in the word of accusing animosity, that is one thing that causes that we become against one another. It's like if one of the hands is not working, if one hand becomes falaj, if one hand becomes disabled, then other hand is going to push it. Can he wake up? To make it wake up. But it cannot be used to cut other hand. Yes, brothers and sisters, it has been said that al-mu'minu kal-mir'at. A mu'min, a relation between the mu'min is like a mirror, that they can see their error in one another, and they show the errors. And when they like to show those errors, they show at the same time and at the exact place. They are not going to enlarge. Sometimes problem is a little bit, we make it enlarged. Problem is a bit, it's in the place where it is, we have to keep it over there. You know, surgeons, when they like to do surgery, they don't spread a sickness in whole body. They are going to do surgery at the same place where the problem is occurring. When you stand in front of the mirror, it is going to show you if there is a spot at the same place. It's not going to enlarge in whole your body. It's not going to enlarge on your face. We like to be mirror. We have to be mirror. Keep it at the same place. Don't make it enlarged. We look all the time to the problems. We don't look at the beauties. And one of the function of the mirror, that it shows beauties first, then it shows spots. It speaks about excellences first, then it speaks about if there is any problem. So that is how we have to be. Because in human being, excellences are more than any bad spots. All the human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in best of the structure. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاهُ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. In best of the structure. Even if you start finding in disbelievers, you'll find that there are more beauties. There are more beauties in human being. We need to find those beauties in one another. Sometimes if there is any problem within ourselves, If we have problem within ourselves, let us start making list. What are the good things? What are the good deeds in the other person? If we start counting those good deeds, the good deeds are going to be more than the bad deeds. And that makes us closer. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. And it's really interesting when Quran speaks about this relation, it says that it is going to remain in the other world as well. Quran says, إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. These ikhwan and brothers are going to be in the form of happiness in the other world. They are going to face one another happily. As you say salam in this world, you will say salam in the other world as well. And salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Quran has said, أَخِلَّاهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوْ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Rest of the people, those who will be friends in this world, they made different kind of friends. Any types of the friendship is going to be ending in the other world. They are going to be like enemies. أَخِلَّاهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ, on the day of judgment, the special day, بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوْ, they will become enemy to one another. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. But the pious people, their relationship, it is going to be clear on that day. They will meet with happiness. They will say salam to one another. And they will be happy because of receiving the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to narration, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established an akhuwwat in his life. He established a brotherhood in his life that was called Aqd-e Ukhuwwat in one of the stations, that was station of Nukhayla, where Prophet, peace be upon him, gathered his companion. It is said there were 740 companions, where he gathered all of them, and then he started making relation of one to the other with the recognition. It means that Prophet, peace be upon him, knew the people. He was the one who had knowledge about the personalities as well. What kind of personality has to be brother to one another? And I would like to share a little list that Prophet, peace be upon him, when he was making the friends, he made the friends, those who are same to one another. Like, for example, he made a relation of Abu Bakr with Umar, Uthman with Abdul Rahman, Salman with Abu Zar, and Taha with Zubair, right? And Mus'ab Ayyub Ansari, Abu Darda with Bilal, Jafar Tayyar with Maaz ibn Jabal, Miqdad with Ammar. And in the ladies also, Prophet tried to made brothers and sisters, as you make big brothers and big sisters today. So Prophet also made brothers and sisters. Aisha with Hafsa, Umm Salma with Safiya. Then it was only remaining after, when he started counting, only remaining himself, and there was another personality standing with the doors. That was Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. And Imam asked that, Ya Rasulullah, you made everybody as brothers and sisters, and I'm just only remaining. And Prophet said, I left you for myself, that you are my brother. Ya Ali, anta akhiye wa wasiye, lahmuka lahmi, damuka dami. He says salawat for Amir al-Mu'mini. In order to establish brotherhood, brothers and sisters, it is very important that we need to follow the manners. We should try to keep those relations. We should not cut relations. Even if it is said, if somebody likes to cut relation, then also you should try. Silman qata'ak. The person who cuts relation with you, try to establish relation with them. We should not be the people those who cut relation. We should be people those who establish relations. Inshallah, next week I will speak about the hadith that speaks about the rights of brothers in Islam and according to the faith. And Prophet, peace be upon him, has said around 30 rights of one mu'min upon the other. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us opportunity that we can be best brothers and sisters. May Allah make our relation based on Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can fulfill rights of mu'mineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our relation because of Amirul Mu'mineen and because of Prophet, peace be upon him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah raise us on the day of judgment as brothers and sisters. May Allah keep us together on the day of judgment as brothers and sisters. May Allah forgive all mu'mineen and mu'minat. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat bijah Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Once again I advise myself and request all of you to practice the piety. Dear brothers and sisters, Salat Jum'ah, as it's been said, it's wajib-e-takhiri. That means if one performed Salat Jum'ah with its complete conditions, with the niyat of wajib, that means Zuhr is not required, Zuhr is not wajib. So if he likes to perform Salat Zuhr, that is with the niyat of precaution, ihtiyat, and that ihtiyat is also mustahab. According to our maraji, there are two views for the presence in Salat Jum'ah. According to some previous maraji, it was said that hudur and presence in Salat Jum'ah is wajib. if it establishes with all the conditions. But present Maharaj, according to them, it's not wajib to be present, but it is highly recommended to be present if it is it's established with all the conditions. So if somebody could not participate in Salat Jummah, he or she may be able to recite Salat Zuhr, and then Jummah is not going to be wajib. If somebody has become late, for example, in coming to Salat Jummah, so this masala should not be reason that you all start coming late. I'm just saying that if in case somebody comes late, this should not be a sunnah. We should try to come as earlier as we can. And many of the brothers and sisters, they really miss as we go through those verses of Quran. And till now, many of the surahs I have been completing during these Jummah khutbah of the first sermon. And alhamdulillah, that was a great opportunity. And I believe that if brothers and sisters, they come a little earlier, they would be able to take the benefit of this these surahs. The second thing that is important, that if somebody comes after khutbahs, as many of the brothers and sisters, they try to come, if anybody comes after khutbahs and stands with the prayer, alaykum salam, then also his Salat Jummah is fine. That means he does not need to perform Salat Zuhr. That is going to be sufficient from Salat Zuhr again. But it is highly recommended to come into the khutbahs and listen to the khutbahs as well, as khutbahs stand in the place of two rak'at of Zuhr. So those are a few masail that I want to address for Salat Jummah. Inshallah, we'll continue about these masail. As we are heading towards one of the most important a'yad and celebration in the Islamic history, and that is Eid of Vilayat, or if we extend that and call a week that is a whole week for the Vilayat from beginning of Ghadir until the day of Mubahala, according to the past leader, that was called as a week of Vilayat, where we should try to pledge allegiance before Vilayat and Imamat, and also be thankful, regardful for the services of Imamat and Vilayat, and thankful for the ni'mat that Allah has provided through this Imamat and Vilayat. The love that we have in our hearts about Aimma alayhim salam, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us the guidance through Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And may Allah keep us on the same path. And this ni'mat is the ni'mat that if we thank in whole our life, then also it is more than that we have to keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect this ni'mat in our life, that we should not be divided and we should not be deprived of the vilayat of Aim alayhi salam. I would like to urge brothers and sisters that we need to teach our children about vilayat and imamat of Aim alayhi salam, and especially about the day of Qadir, which is very important day. Unfortunately, sometime it's not been highlighted, or in our community that it's not been celebrated as it has to be. But we should try that if we can be together to regard this day. And if we can give that allegiance, even day of Qadir is not only pledging allegiance for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, but that is to establish that brotherhood that I've said in the first sermon, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. This is the best day that one can establish that brotherhood. If you have good relation with somebody, this is the day that you can read sigha akhubbat. That means you can establish brotherhood, and you can start thinking about giving the rights of one another. on that day. And there is special siga that has been said, that if you perform that siga on the day of Ghadir, then all the rights of a brother are going to be for the other brother as well. You are going to be brothers and sisters to one another. May Allah keep this relation within ourselves. As we all know that within North America in the past few days, the problem within the shutdown of the government, that is over now, that government has become open, and all the flags are being taken out. Again, government has started working. There could be many reasons, of course. We do not understand the reasons behind that, because there are many things that are behind the scene that no one knows what's going on. And unfortunately, those behind the scene problems are more than what it comes out on the surface. People, they know only little bit what it is inside, what is secret of that. There can be problems that are related to the international situation. And there was very surprised sometimes. I've seen that people, those were protesting in front of the White House, those were saying to Obama that you have to take your Allah out, take your Quran out. So that means there is something that is hidden and secret that we do not know, and that is why government was suffering. There is possibility that the task of attacking on a country could not complete, and now this is the situation. It can be related to any of the international situation as well, but we hope that inshallah things get better. And opening the government, what it means, crises are going to be over? I don't think so, that those crises of years of bad efforts and attacking various countries and dividing country, dividing the resources of country, that is not going to be something, a miracle, that it's going to change in one day. But we hope that if responsible people of this country think wisely and do not get involved into the affairs of the other people, they can establish this country. And especially we have to think that we should change our policies of suppressing the other nations and supporting any of the country that is a suppressive country, and any of the country that has policy to suppress other nations. Dear brothers and sisters, in these days and past whole year for Iraq, it was a really difficult year, and for the nation and our brothers and sisters in Iraq. Every day we can see that bodies of mu'mineen and people are being taken. Every day there is a bomb blast. And that is a series that happens every day, and nobody speaks about that. There is a complete silence. Even nobody condemns now. It has become just as a routine. In the past day, Thursday, while other people, they were slaughtering animals and they were sacrificing, our mu'mineen and brothers and sisters in Iraq were being slaughtered. So the rest of people were happy that they are sacrificing their sheep and goats, but enemies of Islam, they were slaughtering our brothers and sisters in Iraq. 61 people only in one day in one city are being slaughtered. Even people, they don't give that many sacrifices, that in one city that many people just in one day are being killed, and who knows that how many people are being injured. That number even is not been announced. That is the number that is at least number that it's been announced through the media. I give condolences to our maraji, our ulama, our hausas, and our mu'mineen mu'minat in Iraq, and I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give relief to our mu'mineen and brothers and sisters.